If you like the English we speak, you might like our new series, Office English. It's all about the English we need at work. From writing the perfect email to getting your ideas heard in meetings, we help you with phrases to improve your business English. To listen, head to our website, bbclearningenglish.com, or search Learning English for Work in your podcast player.
Welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Beth.
And I'm Feifei.
We have a word used when something is a disappointment. It's the noun blow, in a blow.
A blow. Can you give us some context, Beth?
Well, I've been trying to buy a new car. I saw one I really liked and I was just about to buy it, but I've just found out that it sold yesterday. It's a bit of a blow.
It does sound like a blow. How disappointing. A similar thing happened to me when I was looking for a flat. I made an offer, but someone made a higher offer, so I missed out.
Oh, what a blow. This word is especially used when something hasn't gone the way you imagined and has ruined your plans.
And is often used when something is delayed, cancelled, or fails. Did you find your phone, by the way? I heard you lost it.
No. So I've lost all my pictures and contacts. It's a blow. Let's hear some more examples.
We didn't get the funding, so the project can't go ahead. It's a blow.
It was a bit of a blow when they found out the festival was cancelled.
We'd made a lunch reservation for 1 p.m, so it was a blow when the train was delayed until 1:30.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the word blow in a blow, which is a way of saying something has happened that is disappointing.
Blow can also be used as a verb in the phrase it blows to express something annoying, though this isn't as common. For example, it blows that I didn't get the car I wanted.
Definitely. By the way, Neil is selling a car, did you know?
Yes. It's a nice one, but far too expensive for me.
Oh, another blow. Oh well, good luck finding one. See you next time.
Bye.